Hagoyin of Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecherno Levracha, was from the busiest people that there were. Besides being the man gadol that every difficult question pertaining to Klal Yisrael came to his door, and besides for the fact that every moysid, every Torah institution, every Beis Yaakov, every Kiruv organization came to him with their questions, besides for the fact that every yachid that had some kind of serious question, some kind of problem, whatever it was pertaining to, all came to Rabbi Aaron Leib. Besides all that, he was a Rosh Yeshiva to hundreds of Talmidim and said Shiurim all the time. Yeshiva first in Gan Yankiv, then Yeshiva Orchas Torah, this whole vast organization of a bunch of different yeshiva network. Now, besides all that, when he came home in the afternoon from the yeshiva, he had dozens of Shiurim every week in his house. One in Seder Kachim, one in Seder Tyrus, one in Mishneh Brura. He had all different types of Shiurim. It's a known fact that many different Rosh Yeshivas who wanted to come speak to him had to come chap him in between Shiurim. Grab him in between one Shiur and the next. Now, in that context of realizing how busy he was, listen to the following amazing story. There was somebody who attended every week one of Rabbi Aaron Leib's Shiurim that he set in his house. And this person was a younger man, and his father-in-law was nifter young. His father-in-law passed away. And after the next year that this son-in-law was by, Rabbi Aaron Leib asked him, how's your mother-in-law doing? How's she managing? How's everything in the house? He asked him a few questions about her. Okay, that's a very normal thing. Someone's father-in-law was just nifter. He asked him questions about her. He said, but this went on every week. He used to come to Rabbi Aaron Leib's shir. And this was one of dozens of shiurim. And after every shiur, Rabbi Aaron Leib asked him very pointed questions, like he was holding with the family. How's your mother-in-law doing? How's your mother-in-law managing? How's this? This went on for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, half a year. So it struck him that, you know, Rabbi Aaron Leib must have really known my father-in-law well. He must really know my mother-in-law. He has like a special concern with everything that's going on. How busy he is. It must be like he has some kind of close connection here. So the next time, he mentioned to his mother-in-law, you know, I didn't know that you or your husband, had a real close kesher with Rabbi Aaron Leib. She says, we don't know Rabbi Aaron Leib. My husband didn't know Rabbi Aaron Leib. I don't know Rabbi Aaron Leib. She said, maybe he's confusing us with somebody else. We don't know him b'chlal. Okay. So the next time he went to Rabbi Aaron Leib's share, like usual, after the share, Rabbi Aaron Leib asked him again, how your mother-in-law's doing. So he said to Rabbi Aaron Leib, do you by any chance know my mother-in-law? She didn't seem to know who you are. Rabbi Aaron Leib said, no, I don't know her. I don't know her at all. So he said to Rabbi Aaron Leib, you know, I just want to ask the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva is asking just pointed questions every single time, like he has some kind of kesher here, some kind of connection. So Rabbi Aaron Leib said to him, listen to this, what he said. Listen to the Avas Chesed with Chachma. He said, I don't know her at all. Do you know why I ask you about her after every single share and I go out of my way? People want to ask me kashas, and I'm calling you over to ask you about her. There's two reasons why I do that. Reason number one, he said, is that a lady, it's important, a lady, she has a husband, she's used to the husband always asking questions, and there's someone that cares about her, someone that's making sure things are taken care of, inquiring about her welfare. So he said, now that she doesn't have a husband anymore, I wanted to get back to her, that Rav Aaron Leib Steinman is always inquiring about her welfare. There's someone out there, no less than Rav Aaron Leib. There's someone out there inquiring about her welfare. That's one kavanah I have. He said the second reason is because you're young, you have a family, your wife who's a daughter, she's busy, she has a family. You could get busy and you could forget to inquire about her. You could forget to call her. But if Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman keeps on asking you, how's she doing? You're going to have to make sure to be able to answer me. How is she doing? You're going to give over to your wife. I'm going to the shir. Rabbi Aaron Leib's going to ask about her. Ask about your mother. She's going to make sure to call her mother to be able to say, yes, how are things doing? If I ask pointed questions, you're going to want to be able to answer. Not say, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on. You're going to want to be able to answer the question. You're going to feel you need to answer. This way, that will cause you to always keep a connection with your mother. It will cause you and your wife and the other siblings, your Baron Leib's asking about her. They also have to ask about her. Isn't that amazing? Someone so busy, the whole entire Klal Yisrael's on his head. hundreds of Talmidim are on his head. Dozens of Shiurim are on his head. But he made a point to be able to send, to make sure to send chizuk to a lady he never met, didn't know. To the wife of a man he never met, didn't know. Not just to send chizuk, but to be able to cause that the daughter, who he also doesn't know, should be able to inquire about her, to be able to give a report back to her Rabbi Aaron Leib. From this we should learn that if everybody knows someone that needs chizuk, whether it's an older grandmother living by herself, whether it's an older aunt living by herself, whether it's a neighbor, we should never say, well, if I had more time, I would visit. If I had more time, I would make a phone call. We're not busier than Rabbi Aaron Leib was. If he was able to find time in his busy schedule to go ahead and make a point at it after the shir is over, and there's so many heavy, heavy pikuach nefasha shailas waiting for him, but he made sure to grab that younger man after every shir in order to send the chizuk to that almana. So should we.